Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book in Why Don't Students Like School? Cognitive scientist Daniel T. Willingham merges the realms of psychological research and educational practice to address a puzzle that perplexes educators worldwide, the disconnect between students' innate curiosity and their lack of enthusiasm for school. Drawing on his expertise, Willingham explores how the brain works in learning environments and offers practical strategies for engaging students. Published amidst a growing debate on educational reform, this book provides insights that are both scientifically robust and directly applicable in classrooms. It challenges conventional wisdom using evidence-based arguments, making it a provocative read for educators, parents, and anyone interested in the science of learning. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the cognitive principles of learning. Daniel Willingham introduces readers to key cognitive principles that underpin learning, emphasizing that understanding these principles is crucial for creating effective educational experiences. These principles include the limited capacity of the working memory, the importance of connecting new information to existing knowledge, and the need for deliberate practice to achieve mastery. Willingham explains how ignoring these principles can lead to educational practices that are less effective, such as relying too heavily on rote memorization or failing to scaffold new information on what students already know. By aligning teaching methods with how the brain naturally learns, educators can enhance students' understanding and retention of material. Secondly, curiosity and the learning process. Willingham argues that curiosity is a natural human trait that plays a critical role in the learning process. However, traditional schooling often fails to leverage this innate curiosity. He discusses how curiosity is sparked by the unknown or by recognizing gaps in one's understanding. Willingham suggests that teachers can cultivate curiosity in the classroom by posing intriguing questions, presenting puzzles, and encouraging inquiry-based learning. By designing lessons that tap into students' natural desire to know more about the world, educators can make learning more engaging and enjoyable. Thirdly, the role of background knowledge. The significance of background knowledge is a central theme in Willingham's analysis. He posits that students' ability to think critically and understand new concepts is heavily dependent on what they already know. This principle challenges the conventional focus on skills in education, suggesting instead that the accumulation of factual knowledge should be a priority. Willingham illustrates how background knowledge enables students to make connections, infer meaning, and engage more deeply with content. Therefore, he advocates for a curriculum that builds a broad foundation of knowledge across various subjects. Fourthly, motivation and its impact on learning. Willingham delves into the complex topic of motivation and its profound impact on learning. He distinguishes between extrinsic and intrinsic motivation, noting that while the former can be effective in the short term, fostering intrinsic motivation is key for sustained engagement with learning. Willingham suggests practical strategies for increasing intrinsic motivation, such as offering students choices in their learning, setting achievable challenges, and connecting learning material to students' interests and life experiences. By understanding and leveraging the principles of motivation, educators can create a classroom environment that inspires students to learn for the joy of learning itself. Lastly, critical thinking and creativity in education. Finally, Willingham addresses the vital roles of critical thinking and creativity in education. He argues that critical thinking skills are not universal but subject-specific and can only be developed on a foundation of extensive knowledge. Similarly, creativity emerges from a deep familiarity with the subject matter rather than from general thinking skills exercises. Willingham recommends focusing on knowledge accumulation to foster an environment where critical thinking and creativity can flourish. This perspective challenges trends in educational policy that prioritize generic skills over content knowledge, underscoring the importance of a well-rounded education. In conclusion, Daniel T. Willingham's Why Don't Students Like School? Is a must-read for educators, parents, policymakers, and anyone interested in the science of learning, through a blend of cognitive science and practical educational insight. Willingham provides a compelling blueprint for revamping traditional educational practices to make learning more engaging and effective. By understanding and applying the principles discussed in this book, educators can create classrooms where curiosity is cultivated, knowledge is valued, and students find joy in learning. This work not only offers strategies for enhancing educational outcomes, but also contributes to a broader understanding of how we can align teaching methods with the natural workings of the human mind for the benefit of learners everywhere. If you would like to support Daniel T. Willingham, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.